Well, this news about the burkini, where the French judges want to dress people for the beach because the Muslim women are covering up too much. It's kind of silly, considering France is known for topless beaches. You're going to enforce nudity? Well, they've repealed it, but... We never even got to the test cases of a see-through burkini. And then, of course, when you talk about the French, we have to consider the Statue of Liberty and how she's dressed for the beach. It's, you know, as close to a burkini as you can get. There on the Hudson River. For centuries. Well, one at least. You know, and then again, you know, Trump wants to make everyone leave who isn't a legal citizen and then reapply. So what about the Statue of Liberty? Did it ever apply? Kind of ironic since Ellis Island is right around the river. So Trump's going to have to make them take the Statue of Liberty back and have it apply for a visa. And this time, the dress should be appropriate to the visa picture. Now, I know there wasn't photography back in those days, but there is that famous painting of Liberty. And I definitely saw some nipple in that painting. I don't think the... It's fair for the French to send us a fake Statue of Liberty. Should be topless. Now here they're also putting up a nude statue over here in the San Francisco Bay Area in San Leandro. Neighbors are all upset about the children. Nude woman. I'm a little worried about the statue falling over. You know, unless the legs are widespread, it doesn't really have the stability, I would think, to protect the children. The legs of the nude woman statue should be widespread.